So in your own words, what does your company do and what pain do you solve for your customers?
We provide architectural services. We're architects. So we design buildings and we work on master plans. We do interior design projects. That's it.
And prior to finding the right IT solution for your company, were there any challenges that kept you awake at night?
Yes, many. Many. We've been in business for 26 years, and the only time prior to working with Excel that I had found our needs were well taken care of was when we hired a director of IT. So we had a person who was a full-time employee who was responsible for our network infrastructure and all matters pertaining to information technology. This person moved on. It was his own decision pursuing other professional opportunities. And we've been going from consultant to consultant without really finding the level of care that we were accustomed to when we had our in-house person. So that was our challenge was that. Our challenge was trying to identify a partner with whom we could have an experience. When I say we, I mean the team members of our office, every one of the people in the office, if they could feel that they had the level of support that they were used to when they were working with an in-house person.
At the time, what steps did you take to solve these challenges and why didn't they work?
Well, the steps I took was I hired people and then that didn't work, so I hired another team. One of the things that you find is that everyone gives you the same sales pitch. Everyone says that they're better than whoever else you have spoken with before. And you end up making a decision based on personality. and I, prior to Excel, I was working with a company. I won't give you the name. Don't want to speak poorly about them, but we were very frustrated. And but we didn't want to change because it was the second company in a row that we had had with very similar challenges between the two. So Excel actually reached out to us. I expressed an interest in not getting another phone call. And they told me that that they understood what I was going through and that they just wanted to have 5 minutes of my time to explain their entirely different business model. And that caught my attention because nobody had spoken about business model. So Excel, unlike everyone else, has a flat fee structure and they are committed to our company having no disruption, no headaches, so that they can capitalize more of their flat fee for profit. In other words, the less I need them, the more profitable they are. That caught my attention. Because everyone else, I was working for a set of services in a small flat fee with additional hourly costs for a number of things. When Excel basically eliminated the risk of additional costs, I knew I could budget, I knew how much I was going to cost, and I understood that their objective and mine was the same, to get to the point of zero or close to zero disruption. So it's working very well so far.
What were the biggest costs associated with trying to solve your challenges?
Time probably is the biggest cost. So as your network infrastructure, your peripherals, and your overall technology platform in a business is not fully functional, and you don't have internal resources allocated to manage, and you have a third-party technology consultant that is not fully responsive or knowledgeable, you end up putting your own time, a lot of your own time. You end up having, you know, in my case, architects allocating a significant portion of their time to do things that are not billable, to do things that they didn't go to school for. So it impacted our efficiency. It forced us to dedicate too much of our time to do things that we were not supposed to be doing. And that was, you know, that, if you want to call that, that's the cost that we were paying.
You painted a bit of a picture already, but before you solved these challenges, what did a typical workday look like for you and your staff?
Pretty much the same as today. I mean, the typical workday is, you are working on projects. In my case, because I'm a principal, I have a fair amount of non-project specific responsibilities from, operations, business development, marketing, human resources, all sorts of things. Most of the people in the office are just working on projects. So on your typical days, you're getting things done. For us, technology is an integral component. It's not an integral component, it's beyond integral. It is the tool through which we deliver services. So if something is not working, whatever that may be, then our ability to provide services is interrupted or put on hold until the channel is back up and running. And this can happen in a variety of ways, from a peripheral failing to a piece of equipment malfunctioning to bandwidth reduced to software not running smoothly to any number of things. So our ability to bill efficiently, consistently was impacted by having haphazard technology performance.
How did you come to realize that a strategic IT solution is what you needed? What major concerns were you looking to address?
Zero disruption. That was my. That's what I was trying to achieve, and that's what I'm trying to achieve. Technology should be a silent partner. You don't want to be thinking about technology. You just want to be thinking about your clients and your projects. The more you have to think about technology, then the less technology is doing for you. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a partner that allows me to forget about technology.
How did you learn about Excel.net?
They reached out to me. I mentioned, yes, it was, and I only met with them. I met with Adam because they were very persistent in giving them an opportunity to explain their alternative business model, which I was very skeptical. But when I met, I did. They sincerely have a completely different business model.
Were you initially skeptical about Excel? And if so, why?
Very skeptical. And the reason was that I had two bad experiences in a row. But when I call bad experience, maybe it's not like anything went horribly wrong. You're just not getting the service you expect. So you open a ticket and it takes very long for the ticket to be closed. Or you end up having to call for the ticket to be addressed. Or phone calls are not returned. So it's basically a lagging service on behalf of your technology partner. That is what I was experiencing two companies in a row. So I after our in-house resource left the firm, we went through one company, 2 or 3 years into it, we went to another company, and then 2-3 years into it, Excel reached out to us, and I was not particularly inclined to change again. I had somewhat given up hope that it was possible to have a technology partner that actually would do a good job. But they were very compelling in their business proposition. And so far, I think it's head and shoulders above what the experience I was having before.
Is there anything that helped you overcome your skepticism?
Their work. I mean, they just came through. They did everything they said, and they communicated very well. Life is not perfect, even though I know that this is supposed to be something to help Excel. They are not 100% perfect, but they are very close to perfect. They are. I'm not perfect, so I don't expect perfection from everyone I work with, but I expect a very high proficiency level, and they definitely have that. They have been able to, they follow immediately after anything that they do. I get an opportunity to express a comment. How did it go? It's automated. It's consistent. If something didn't work well, they call me right away, inquiring what happened. There's a level of ownership taking on their work that I had not seen previously. So altogether turns into, I rely on them. And just recently, the beginning of the summer, in May, my business was very severely impacted by social unrest, street protests, damaged our property. They threw rocks. They entered our property. They destroyed our office, and we found ourselves in a very precarious situation. And Excel jumped at it with the strength, vigor, and knowledge. And they were able to provide an emergency Band-Aid so that I was able to be back up and running immediately and then have an interim and a long-term plan. We have not executed yet the long-term plan, but I cannot imagine having gone through this without having Excel by my side. They really provided not only the knowledge to help me go through that, but the ability to communicate and the patience and the hand-holding to make me feel comfortable that they were going to be able to take care of me.
What was the buying decision process like, and who was involved?
So we got a phone call from a person that is their marketing person. I forgot the name. A very persistent individual that eventually I just sort of gave up and like, okay, all right, I'll meet your boss. Because he referred to Adam as my boss in a very mysterious way. So I was expecting some, you know, sort of unusual person. When I met Adam, he was very personable. I liked him a lot. I think I was able to connect with him. I think that my business and his business are very similar. Both have similar aspirations for our businesses. So I did connect with him. When I met Adam, he was in person, following to a cold call from a marketing resource of Excel.net. That meeting did not deliver an immediate hiring of the company. In fact, it went for several months until I found myself that I had the strength to go through another metamorphosis of technology partner, because it's every time you change technology partners, it's a tremendous headache and a significant investment of resources on my part, because you have to go through a process of, you know, discovery, onboarding, understanding all the issues. The idea of getting to know a new client is not something that happens immediately. It takes some time. And while that happens, they are not able to provide the level of service that you expect because they don't know you. So they're going through the transformation. So I wasn't looking forward to that. Finally, we made the decision and we did that. And they were very clear. They gave us very specific targets of onboarding and what was going to happen when, what I should expect when, and they just delivered. I mean, they delivered the expectations in the timeline. So I acquired an increasing level of comfort, because if somebody tells you that right now, this is the only thing we're going to do, we're not going to be able to do all these things. You check them off and you focus on what's going to get done. Then it does. Then you move on to the next phase. So basically, they were able to execute in accordance with a plan that was clearly communicated to me. And the longer it went, the more comfortable I became with their methodology and their work.
How was Excel used to solve the problems you mentioned earlier?
Okay. The methodology is fairly similar. Everyone has a ticketing system. So you make a phone call or you send an email. The difference is they have a back end data management or information management that is better than the people I worked with before. So they are able to, just to give you an example, our network has a lot of computers with a lot of passwords and a lot of priorities and rights and privileges that are different to each people. So when you get a phone call from a particular person, that person creates a whole set of circumstances. If it's me, for example, I have access to all of the network, secure folders, non-secure folders, but a young architect or an intern may not. When you're going through a support call, the person you're talking to is actually different throughout the day and throughout the months, because they have more than one person. So you don't know who you may be talking to. But the person that you're talking to needs to be able to have a profile of your company and the team member they're talking to and interact with you in a manner that makes you feel comfortable that they know about your company. So with few exceptions, because there have been some exceptions, with few exceptions, Excel has been able to communicate with me as if they are familiar with what I'm talking about, without asking me questions that get me very, very nervous, such as, what's the password to get into your scanner? And then my response would be, that's what you're supposed to know, as an example, right? So they know what they're supposed to know, and they have a way to access that. As I said, it's not perfect. Not everything has been perfect, but imperfections have been the exception. For the most part, they do a really good job. And then consistency, they carry through until the ticket is closed. When things get complicated, they have a very easy way to escalate matters, to get from a level of expertise to a higher and an even higher level of expertise to handle the most difficult challenges that you run through. And I did not think that was not happening with other people. I think I was getting a lot of trial and error. I got the feeling that the person I was getting help from was just doing the same thing I would do. Try this, try that. I never got that sort of comfort level that they got it. Unless I was talking with the owner of the company, which was a very knowledgeable person, but was not really in the business of doing the day-to-day customer management that is required.
And what's the number one result you got from implementing a strategic IT solution in your company? Efficiency, productivity, anything else?
That's it. Believe me, efficiency and productivity is the holy grail. I don't have any other expectation other than that, to be honest with you. I mean, I guess now when I went through a traumatic experience, like, you know, my office being vandalized, you cannot put that in the context of what are my expectations. Nobody thinks that you're going to go through that, but I can tell you that having been through that, they just assigned immediately. I mean, it was like calling 911. I had a person in my office right away, and they brought a piece of hardware to back up my stuff on site. I mean, there was just, they had the ability to address an emergency the way I think they should have done. But then again, I put that as a parenthesis experience, because I really hope that I don't have to go through that again.
So is there any difference now that you've solved your challenges? Does a typical work day look a little different for you and your team?
No, that's incredible. We're all working from home. And that was a source of anxiety for all of us, right? How are you? And I cannot think of this happening any easier than it has. It, frankly, as seamless as it can be, completely seamless. Everyone is working from home. That's it. Just like that.
And in general, what's your next big goal and what are you looking to achieve in your company?
We continue to get more sophisticated. We are heavy users. We are heavy consumers of technology. So we are always trying to think about what's next. Right now, we're trying to, we have a combination of cloud and on-site services. We're trying to consolidate 100% of our services in the cloud and avoid a number of risks that are associated with physical data, on-site data sourcing. So we're going through that, and I'm very comfortable, very confident that we're going to navigate that without a hitch. So my next level is get rid of physical data presence other than local computers, you know.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Very good, David. Good talking with you.
Yeah, great talking with you too.